Suffocating Salamanders by Sam Illingworth. Your translucent skin gasps gently for breath in the land of the noonday sun, a mountainous vista unexpectedly replaced with Ziploc bags and moist paper towels as you travel to transparent incubators to be fed a diet of crickets, humidity, and rising temperatures. Beneath a harsh and artificial sun, thermal cues subliminally shift subdermal networks to rebuild broken vessels, replenishing moisture that breathes new life into your acclimatized enclosure. Genetic sampling begins to unpeel the secrets of your self-sacrifice, revealing the limitations of your plasticity in the blistering face of warming skies. This complex sequencing extracting a simple truth that if we cannot regenerate a way of living, then we will surely suffocate, hung in the heat like withered husks of fragile skin. This poem was inspired by recent research, which has found that salamanders may harness their regenerative capabilities to protect themselves against climate change. The southern grey-cheeked salamander, Plethodon McCarthy, is an amphibian without any lungs, breathing instead through their skin and the mucous membrane in their mouth and throat. As such, these surfaces must remain moist at all times in order to absorb oxygen, and if they dry out, the salamander will die. Researchers have now found that these salamanders mainly rely on temperature, rather than humidity, to anticipate changes in their environment, harnessing their unique ability to regenerate parts of their body in order to rapidly minimize the impact of hot temperatures and stop their skin from drying out. By conducting an analysis of tissue samples with 132 salamanders from the Balsam Mountain Range in the Nanthala National Forest, North Carolina, the researchers found that as temperatures increased, the salamanders were able to break down and subsequently rebuild the blood vessel networks in their skin, suggesting that they regulate water loss by regenerating these networks. This process is an example of phenotypic plasticity, i.e. an environmentally induced change to an animal's appearance, and this research provides important insight into how changes in temperature can prompt such behaviours, helping to inform how salamanders and other animals will adapt to an ever-warming climate.